Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And I'm sorry, there's just one ringing theme that I simply cannot get out of my head when talking about this baseball team. There's one ringing theme that it feels like this whole city's agreed to, this whole city's on board with, and that is that this baseball team stinks, that they're not going to make the playoffs, their World Series window is shut, that they are just a bad baseball team. Very little excitement for this team right now. I think that's fair to say. On some level, I get it. I understand that, first of all, a few things. I think number one, from a PR perspective, from a front-facing vibe of the fan base type of perspective, I completely get that not, you know, being in the Bo Bichette sweepstakes, being, I don't think the Phillies were used. I think there was genuine interest, it feels like, from Bo Bichette's side and the Phillies to potentially use them as a suitor, though they were not the top option. And certainly the type of the structure of contract that he got in New York, where he could literally retest this free agent market on a player option next year again, and just a ton of AAV up front, like $40 million worth from an owner and Steve Cohen, who was just spending stupid money out the wazoo. Like, it feels like that was never something the Phillies were going to compete with. And from a PR perspective, I get it. They were in on him, then they didn't get him. And it sucks that he's on the Mets specifically. But I refuse to admit, I refuse to acknowledge, I refuse to concede that this baseball team is somehow not good. They won 96 games a year ago. They didn't drop off like 10 games worth. I don't believe that. I think they are probably, maybe dropped the 5-6, probably around the 90 win range. I think they still compete for an NL East title. I think they're still ahead of the Mets. Like, I get it doesn't feel like they're better or closer to the Dodgers, and maybe the Dodgers just run away with this thing, and maybe we're in an era in Major League Baseball that's similar to the Warriors of, you know, however many years ago, like the 2010s Warriors. That is possible. But I just refuse to acknowledge or believe that we are really, we're sitting here in a time where that type of thing, you know, isn't, or this type of team, this type of season isn't acknowledged at least as good. They still are, have the second best odds to win the NL. If the Dodgers, again, they're head and shoulders above everybody else, but if they are not the team out of the National League, who would you prefer you be? I mean, seriously, other than the Dodgers, what team in the National League would you prefer to be? I don't think there is one. And that's why I just don't get the sentiment. I get it. It feels like you got to beat them, and they were the team who you ended the season with. I do understand that much, but I do not subscribe to the idea that this team stinks. I don't think it. I don't feel it. I think they're going to at least be a competitive team. frustrating in October, you know, maybe. But that's what this team is telling you. They're trying to just get to the playoffs, stay competitive, and then compete once they get there. And that's their mindset. Maybe it's a mindset that needs to change. But overall, I just don't see how more people don't have that type of approach. We're really just going to go through the baseball season hating the team and saying they stink, there's no point. Just think it's a bad mindset to have going into a 162-game season. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And I'm sorry, there's just one ringing theme that I simply cannot get out of my head when talking about this baseball team. There's one ringing theme that it feels like this whole city has agreed to, this whole city's on board with, and that is that this baseball team stinks, that they're not going to make the playoffs, their World Series window is shut, that they are just a bad baseball team. Very little excitement for this team right now, I think that's fair to say. On some level, I get it. I understand that, first of all, a few things. I think, number one, from a PR perspective, from a front-facing vibe of the fan base type of perspective, I completely get that not, you know, being in the Bo Bichette sweepstakes, being, I don't think the Phillies were used. I think the there was genuine interest, it feels like, from Bo Bichette's side and the Phillies to potentially use them as a suitor, though they were not the top option. And certainly the type of the structure of contract that he got in New York, where he could literally retest this free agent market on a player option next year again, and just a ton of AAV up front, like $40 million worth from an owner and Steve Cohen, who was just spending stupid money out the wazoo. Like, it feels like that was never something the Phillies were going to compete with. And from a PR perspective, I get it. They were in on him, then they didn't get him. And it sucks that he's on the Mets specifically. But I refuse to admit, I refuse to acknowledge, I refuse to concede that this baseball team is somehow not good. They won 96 games a year ago. They didn't drop off like 10 games worth. I don't believe that. I think they are probably, maybe dropped the 5 to 6, probably around the 90 win range. I think they still compete for an NL East title. I think they're still ahead of the Mets. Like, I get it. Doesn't feel like they're better or closer to the Dodgers. And maybe the Dodgers just run away with this thing. And maybe we're in an era in Major League Baseball that's similar to the Warriors of, you know, however many years ago, like the 2010s Warriors. That is possible. But I just refuse to acknowledge or believe that we are really, we're sitting here in a time where that type of thing, you know, isn't, or this type of team, this type of season isn't acknowledged at least as good. They still are, have the second best odds to win the NL. If the Dodgers, again, they're head and shoulders above everybody else, but if they are not the team out of the National League, who would you prefer you be? I mean, seriously, other than the Dodgers, what team in the National League would you prefer to be? I don't think there is one. And that's why I just don't get the sentiment. I get it. It feels like you got to beat them, and they were the team who you ended the season with. I do understand that much, but I do not subscribe to the idea that this team stinks. I don't think it. I don't feel it. I think they're going to at least be a competitive team. Frustrating in October, you know, maybe. But that's what this team is telling you. They're trying to just get to the playoffs, stay competitive, and then compete once they get there. And that's their mindset. Maybe it's a mindset that needs to change. But overall, I just don't see how more people don't have that type of approach. We're really just going to go through the baseball season hating the team and saying they stink, there's no point. Just think it's a bad mindset to have going into a 162-game season. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And I'm sorry, there's just one ringing theme that I simply cannot get out of my head when talking about this baseball team. There's one ringing theme that it feels like this whole city's agreed to, this whole city's on board with, and that is that this baseball team stinks, that they're not going to make the playoffs, their World Series window is shut, that they are just a bad baseball team. Very little excitement for this team right now, I think that's fair to say. On some level, I get it. I understand that, first of all, a few things. I think, number one, from a PR perspective, from a front-facing vibe of the fan base type of perspective, I completely get that not, you know, being in the Bobichette sweepstakes, being, I don't think the Phillies were used. I think the there was genuine interest. It feels like from Bobichette's side and the Phillies to potentially use them as a suitor, though they were not the top option. And certainly the type of the structure of contract that he got in New York, where he could literally retest this free agent market on a player option next year again, and just a ton of AAV up front, like $40 million worth from an owner and Steve Cohen, who was just spending stupid money out the wazoo. Like, it feels like that was never something the Phillies were going to compete with. And from a PR perspective, I get it. They were in on him, then they didn't get him. And it sucks that he's on the Mets specifically. But I refuse to concede that this baseball team is somehow not good. They won 96 games a year ago. They didn't drop off like 10 games worth. I don't believe that. I think they are probably maybe dropped the 5-6, probably around the 90 win range. I think they still compete for an NL East title. I think they're still ahead of the Mets. Like, I get it. Doesn't feel like they're better or closer to the Dodgers. And maybe the Dodgers just run away with this thing. And maybe we're in an era in Major League Baseball that's similar to the Warriors of, you know, however many years ago, like the 2010s Warriors. That is possible. But I just refuse to acknowledge or believe that we are really, we're sitting here in a time where that type of thing, you know, isn't, or this type of team, this type of season isn't acknowledged at least as good. They still have the second best odds to win the NL. If the Dodgers, again, they're head and shoulders above everybody else, but if they are not the team out of the National League, who would you prefer you be? I mean, seriously, other than the Dodgers, what team in the National League would you prefer to be? I don't think there is one. And that's why I just don't get the sentiment. I get it. It feels like you got to beat them, and they were the team who you ended the season with. I do understand that much, but I do not subscribe to the idea that this team stinks. I don't think it. I don't feel it. I think they're going to at least be a competitive team. Frustrating in October, you know, maybe. But that's what this team is telling you. They're trying to just get to the playoffs, stay competitive, and then compete once they get there. And that's their mindset. Maybe it's a mindset that needs to change. But overall, I just don't see how more people don't have that type of approach. We're really just going to go through the baseball season hating the team and saying they stink. There's no point. Just think it's a bad mindset to have going into a 162-game season. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And I'm sorry, there's just one ringing theme that I simply cannot get out of my head when talking about this baseball team. There's one ringing theme that it feels like this whole city has agreed to, this whole city's on board with, and that is that this baseball team stinks, that they're not going to make the playoffs, their World Series window is shut, that they are just a bad baseball team. Very little excitement for this team right now, I think that's fair to say. On some level, I get it. I understand that, first of all, a few things. I think, number one, from a PR perspective, from a front-facing vibe of the fan base type of perspective, I completely get that not, you know, being in the Bobichette sweepstakes, being, I don't think the Phillies were used. I think there was genuine interest, it feels like, from Bobichette's side and the Phillies to potentially use them as a suitor, though they were not the top option. And certainly the type of the structure of contract that he got in New York, where where he could literally retest this free agent market on a player option next year again, and just a ton of AAV up front, like $40 million worth from an owner and Steve Cohen, who was just spending stupid money out the wazoo. Like, it feels like that was never something the Phillies were going to compete with. And from a PR perspective, I get it. They were in on him, then they didn't get him. And it sucks that he's on the Mets specifically. But I refuse to admit, I refuse to acknowledge, I refuse to concede that this baseball team is somehow not good. They won 96 games a year ago. They didn't drop off like 10 games worth. I don't believe that. I think they are probably, maybe dropped the 5-6, probably around the 90 win range. I think they still compete for an NL East title. I think they're still ahead of the Mets. Like, I get it. Doesn't feel like they're better or closer to the Dodgers. And maybe the Dodgers just run away with this thing. And maybe we're in an era in Major League Baseball that's similar to the Warriors of, you know, however many years ago, like the 2010s Warriors. That is possible. But I just refuse to acknowledge or believe that we are really, we're sitting here in a time where that type of thing, you know, isn't, or this type of team, this type of season isn't acknowledged at least as good. They still are, have the second best odds to win the NL. If the Dodgers, again, they're head and shoulders above everybody else, but if they are not the team out of the National League, who would you prefer you be? I mean, seriously, other than the Dodgers, what team in the National League would you prefer to be? I don't think there is one. And that's why I just don't get the sentiment. I get it. It feels like you got to beat them, and they were the team who you ended the season with. I do understand that much, but I do not subscribe to the idea that this team stinks. I don't think it. I don't feel it. I think they're going to at least be a competitive team. Frustrating in October, you know, maybe. But that's what this team is telling you. They're trying to just get to the playoffs, stay competitive, and then compete once they get there. And that's their mindset. Maybe it's a mindset that needs to change. But overall, I just don't see how more people don't have that type of approach. We're really just going to go through the baseball season hating the team and saying they stink, there's no point. Just think it's a bad mindset to have going into a 162-game season.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.